Laudetur Jesus Christus. Praise be Jesus Christ. You're listening to the Abbot Circle podcast, presented by the Norbertine Canons Regular of St. Michael's Abbey.
Create in me a clean heart, O God. Change my cold, stony heart, full of temptation and lacking in love. Jesus, give me a new heart. These words were once the prayer of the great Italian saint and mystic, Catherine of Siena, whose feast we just celebrated this past Monday. And our Lord answered her prayer immediately in a most amazing and wonderful way, appearing to Catherine, he quite literally opened her side and took her heart. Then he went away. And with the feeling that her heart had physically been removed from her body, Catherine went to her spiritual director to tell him of this incredible event. But her spiritual director, St. Raymond Capua, laughed when his spiritual daughter recounted what had happened. He explained that it was simply impossible that she be alive and speaking to him without a heart. But Catherine's conviction was not altered. Nothing is impossible for God, she retorted. And when Catherine went back to prayer a short time after, our Lord appeared to her again, this time holding his own sacred heart in his hand. He then reopened her side and placed his heart where hers had been previously. I took your heart that you offered to me, said Christ. Now you see, I am giving you mine, so that you can go on living with it forever. Catherine had literally exchanged hearts with the Lord, and her closest companions testified that she did indeed bear a scar on her side where this heart exchange had taken place. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us. In this narrative from St. Catherine's life, we see just how true a statement this is. Catherine was well aware of her own littleness, her weakness, even her hardness of heart. And in presenting her broken state humbly to the Lord, he reached out and healed her. And even more than this, he gave her his own heart. What is the essence of friendship? We know that we have different kinds of friends. Some we see but once or twice a year. Some are business friends. Some are friends with whom we exercise or play sports. And some are those with whom we simply exchange Christmas cards or perhaps Facebook friends. All of these kinds of friendships are true friendships insofar as they go, provided they are based upon true goods, on virtue rather than vice. And this is true whether they are friendships of utility or pleasure or based on some common goal. But there are a few friends with whom we live, those who share most of our lives, our confreres, or our spouses, our children, and our parents. These closer relationships seem to hit more directly at the nature of friendship. For we know by experience, and also from the musings of the great philosophers, that friendship at its core is a shared life, a union of mind and heart. We may even say that a friend is another self. So close is the union between friends. I no longer call you slaves, says our Lord, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. This is the central point in today's Holy Liturgy, upon which everything else turns. The fact that Christ Jesus loves us as friends. And this means that our Lord has shared with us his divine knowledge and his love. Everything, he says, that I have heard from my Father, that is his own Trinitarian life. But he also teaches us this morning that no one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. We know that Christ laid down his life for us upon the cross, that he underwent his sacred incarnation and his passion for the expiation of our sins, that he chose to die out of love for us, his friends. But we also know from our experience that the shared life of friends implies a reciprocity. That is, true friends cannot let themselves be outdone in generosity. If one gives a gift, the other seeks to outdo him, to return the favor over and above the original gift. This is what is sometimes called charity wars in religious houses. This is what spurs on the great saints to great feats of prayer and penance. They wish, in some way, to return the lavish favors which God has showered upon them. Of course, such a thing cannot actually be done when it comes to our relationship with God, for he truly cannot be outdone in generosity. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us. But how then are we to be true friends to Christ? How are we to share his very life? How are we to give back to him for all that he has given to us? We know, as Raymond of Capua knew, that it is physically impossible for a human person to live, at least to live long, without a heart. The heart is the very center of our being, the organ which is more than any other the source of our life. No one has greater love than this, says Christ, to lay down his life for his friends. This, then, it seems to me, is the way to repay Christ, our friend. That is, the way we lay down our lives for him first and foremost, before any great sacrifices, before martyrdom, etc., the first way is to give him our hearts. And this is no easy thing. Just as it would not feel very good to live without a human heart, without a physical heart, so it will not always feel very comfortable to give Christ our hearts unreservedly in prayer. To sacrifice a considerable time each day and every day, whether we are parents or single or religious, to visit Christ in prayer as our friend, and to pray even when we are tired, even when we are discouraged, or when our prayer is dry. These things are not easy. To be vulnerable with God in our prayer, to give him all. But because God has loved us first, because he has created our hearts, he alone knows how to heal them. At even the slightest sign of openness and goodwill on our part, Christ, our divine friend, rushes upon us with his Holy Spirit. He takes our broken hearts and gives us not just restored hearts, not just human hearts 2.0, but his own sacred heart. Create a clean heart in me, O God. Change my cold, stony heart, full of temptation and lacking in love. Give me a new heart, your sacred heart. Amen.
Thank you for joining us on the Abbot Circle podcast. May God bless you.